This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, the home of the binary trigger, which is shocking. I knew it was going to be good. I just didn't expect it to be that good. Home of Reformation and home of so many other things. Home of just all the stuff. Providence being, you know, the new action. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. First things first, when you are practicing and when you are training, if you have never trained before, if you have never practiced before, and you're looking at something that you've heard, you know, something you've read about, the first thing I really hope you do is seek out some legitimate, competent instruction to help you along with this. Now, I try to train realistically, but that can only go so far. The only thing realistically that I can work on is trying to be fast, trying to get that first hit with that first shot, that kind of thing. So, man, those things are very important. Getting off the X, all that stuff. But there's some things that I just can't practice. I just can't practice. And we're going to talk about one of these things because somebody did practice it and somebody died. Every now and again, I'll hear about something that gives me this moment where I'm thinking whether I need to reevaluate whether humanity even deserves to remain on this earth. I have seen so many great things come out of our species, and I see a whole bunch of stupid coming too. I have to remind myself of the George Carlin bit, think of how stupid the average person is, then remember, half of the people are even dumber. When I saw this, I thought about that. Because a man was killed when he and his buddy decided to test the 21-foot rule. Now, remember the 21-foot rule, what this is. This is where we're talking about somebody with a knife. They get inside this 21-foot circle that doesn't really exist. You know, it's just sort of a parameter that we look at. You are in trouble unless you have your weapon up and you're ready to deal with this person. Of that, there's enough stuff out there, enough real-life stuff, that we really don't need to debate that. But Spencer Warren and his friend didn't know that. Spencer Warren told investigators, and Spencer Warren is still alive, his friend's name was Splitchell. And he told investigators that he and Splitchell had been debating the 21-foot rule. And we're going to see how close Splitchell could get to Warren before Warren could fire his gun. So, Mr. Warren says he emptied his .357 Magnum revolver, but did not fully clear it. Which, I don't know, how do you not clear it when you're going to be bringing it up? When Splitchell lunged toward him to test the theory, Warren squeezed the trigger twice, firing one round into Splitchell's chest. Warren was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime. For the deceased, you have my thoughts. For the deceased, his soul, his family, they all have my thoughts and prayers. It's a shame something like this happens. And I can't imagine what they're going through. But then I have to ask, what on earth were you doing testing with a live weapon? What kind of a moron points a live weapon at another human being? I get the curiosity. I think it serves us well to not just take every rule as gospel and to maintain a bit of skepticism until we see something like that for ourselves. Even the 21-foot rule. But you could do that with a laser pointer. You could do that with a paint gun. You could do that with a blue gun. You could do that with a whole bunch of things that have nothing to do with pointing a live gun at a rapidly approaching human being. You could get airsoft guns if you need to pull the trigger and actually launch a bullet somewhere. If you use training weapons like that, if you use simunition or whatever, whatever injury you may get out of that is likely to be minor. You don't use a real gun. He said, I thought it was unloaded. Which I don't know how you dump a revolver and then not make sure that it's clear. You're looking at the chamber, right? You're looking at the cylinder. The only thing unloaded here was this cat's mental capacity. Rule number one is you treat every gun like it's loaded. This rule exists explicitly to prevent junk like this from happening. If you follow that rule, you don't end up shooting your buddy while trying to test a rule that's been tested before by people who actually know how to test these kind of things without shooting their buddy. They videoed it. You can find it on YouTube. Search 21-foot rule. See what you find. You can watch it. You don't even have to recreate it. And now two lives are destroyed due to stupidity. One has ended and another one will likely land a man in prison. So how did that testing go? They successfully proved the four rules are still a good idea, didn't they? You know, the kind of thing anyone could have told them without shooting someone in the chest. This kind of thing makes me really, really angry, too. Right now, we have a lot of real issues going on without somebody creating a fake one. There are people out there who want to strip us of that right, and we counter their efforts by arguing that responsible gun owners shouldn't be punished for the actions of criminals. And what do we get? We get these two proving the other side to be right when they claim that we're being irresponsible. If you need to find something out, then you need to seek out competent, legitimate instruction. You don't need to test it yourself if you've never done it before. You certainly never bring a live weapon. And by that I mean an empty live weapon, a loaded live weapon, a partially empty live weapon, a weapon without the magazine in it, all of those things. You never do that. And you never, ever point it at someone while you're testing the theory. And then, I am stunned beyond belief. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to feel. I don't know what to think. You can tell I really don't know what to think. So, anyway. I had to lead with that because that's crazy. Craziness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. You feel it, it's all on you.
a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I need to remind everyone, you know what, let's do this first. Let's do the other stuff first. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold
uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
This is the home of innovation. This is where we push the edge, trying to bring you that which you are looking for. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. One thing I need to remind everybody of, definitely Monday and Tuesday, as a matter of fact, possibly back on Wednesday, but next week I'm moving. It just depends on how fast we get everything put together, tested, and get good combo going back with GCN once I pull everything apart. I've never moved this particular setup, so, you know, we're going to see how quick I can get this up and down. It won't be Tuesday. Tuesday will be the earliest I have the internet back, but we will be back. And when we get back, we'll be back in a mold-free environment. Right now, a lot of the news surrounding guns is about New Zealand, and I get it. And what happened was horrible. There's no way to describe it. Having a bunch of harmless people, people who can't defend themselves, lose their lives to a madman. There's nothing about that which isn't horrific. But something that's almost as horrific to me is the number of people who are eagerly trying to comply with the killer's hopes and dreams. In his manifesto, the killer clearly stated he wanted to trigger gun control here in the United States in an effort to spark a civil war when he figures would divide the nation down racial lines. Now the anti-gunners are trying to give him just exactly that, despite years of warnings of what will happen should anti-gunners push too far. Now, in the discussion of why gun control won't go as far as New Zealand's knee-jerk reaction, though, I came across this argument, and I don't know where this is coming from. I think maybe Eugene Volokh, but he wrote, putting that aside, gun reform activists say the question of why New Zealand has managed to accomplish what the U.S. hasn't could come down to the NRA's success in pushing a slippery slope narrative. The pro-gun argument goes that any modest firearms reform, such as restricting the sale of AR-15 assault rifles, will lead to broad legislative overreach to take away all guns. There are already people calling for broader bans, Volokh said. For all that people talk about these military-style semi-automatic weapons, they're not materially more lethal than other kinds of weapons, especially other kinds of semi-automatic weapons. Fears about a total weapons ban would be totally plausible to many Second Amendment absolutists. Now, he does know what he's talking about on the issue, but his claim that the NRA is merely good at pushing a slippery slope narrative ignores the history of gun law in this country. Every step along the way, there's been someone saying that we just need one law. This one law. Just this one law. Gun owners have complied only to find another gun law coming down the road. And each and every time we're told we need to compromise. We need to be reasonable. But a compromise, what actually happens in a compromise is both sides get something of what they want. But not everything. And what do we get out of new gun laws? At best, we get laws that aren't quite as restrictive as any gunners would prefer. But we're still losing ground. And worse is that there's always another gun law being suggested. The slippery slope is not a narrative. It's a reality we live with each and every day. The reason the NRA has been able to advance this idea is that they don't have to spin anything. They just point to history. And we're not facing a slippery slope. We're already heading down it because our forefathers tried to be reasonable. And the problem here is that being reasonable doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. It just never works. I'm done being reasonable with people who will demand everything and offer me nothing in return. They weren't willing to work with us, for, say, suppressors in exchange for bump stocks. They aren't offering us a thing. They refuse to give any ground except in legislation that isn't even law. Instead of a 5-round magazine capacity limit, they'll settle for a 10-round limit, that sort of thing. And the problem for them is we figured out, we could say, how about no limit instead? And the big problem here is that we can actually make that stick. We stopped being reasonable because you can't be reasonable with unreasonable people. The slippery slope isn't a narrative. It's an established fact. There will always be more gun laws desired by these people. There will always be another push, another effort, all designed to disarm us. And what bothers them is that we finally realized what was going on. So much for the conversation, right? So much for that conversation. The problem is that, incrementally speaking, and we've seen this for a long time, we have read what they said, and unfortunately for a lot of Republicans, especially a lot of Republican politicians, they get out there and they want to be reasonable. They get out there and they want to, you know, push politics as it is. They want to get out there and run their day just like they do on the floor of the House or the Senate. The problem with that is that the gun controllers are not down with that program. They're not interested in that program. In fact, they absolutely love the fact that politeness rules the day from the Republicans. They look upon the good manners as a weakness. Weakness. Except now the problem becomes we have been around them long enough to understand that what they really want is total disarmament. They're not willing to sit here and say to us, well, here's your compromise we'll offer you. We'll give you this for this. That's compromise. You know, if they were willing to, I think a couple of people were out there thinking, okay, we'll give up the bump stocks if you'll let us have the suppressors and take them off the NFA. Well, they're thinking to themselves, we don't have to do that. Right now, the Democrats think they have a mandate. They're not looking past what, they're not looking at all the things like, how did we get to where we are? How did we get to having this majority? They're not doing that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. The Attorney General could be meeting with congressional leaders as early as this weekend. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all had their worst day since January 3rd. Heather Zumark is a financial analyst. She believes...
And the fear is that uncertainty in the UK over Brexit or Germany contracting because of their exports, which accounts for a big part of their economy. Their exports have slowed. And the fear is that this global slowdown can trickle down or trickle over into U.S. financial markets. And that's why the markets are selling off today.
Flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations. The governor has also declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Nations always tend to fight the last war. And what America is preparing to do today with the newly assertive China is no exception. The problem is our last war was against primitive religious fanatics in the Middle East, and China is an emerging superpower with approaching peer-level conventional capability and an actual strategy for contesting the United States in all the potential battle spaces. That's a very important aspect of this, all the battle spaces, land, sea, air, space, and cyber. America is simply not ready for the Pacific War to come. We're likely to lose if that happens. In Desert Storm, Saddam Hussein was dumb enough to choose to face a U.S. military that was ready to fight its last war. That last war was the Cold War, where the Americans were prepared to fight a Soviet-equipped conscript army using Soviet tactics. And Saddam, genius that he was, decided to face America and its allies with a Soviet-equipped conscript army using Soviet tactics, except fractionally as effective as the Russians. And it went poorly. His entire army was annihilated in 100 hours, less than a week. Chances are that the Chinese will not choose to fight our strengths. In fact, those chances total approximately 100%. This is called asymmetrical warfare in English. What it's called in Chinese, I, of course, have no idea, but Sun Tzu wrote about it. Don't fight the enemy's strength, fight his weakness. Strike where he is not. Spread confusion about your intentions, force him to lash out. It's all there, and it's just not clear anyone forming our current military strategy has read it. Maybe they would if we labeled it third world literature and said checking it out would check a diversity box for promotion. We seem intent on fighting not the enemy we face, but the enemy we want to face. And that's a rookie mistake. And we build our strategy around that error. Take aircraft carriers, for example. You know, these are very potent floating fortresses. We're hanging our whole maritime strategy on the Pacific Ocean around a few of these big, super expensive iron airfields. If a carrier battle group, and the battle group is basically the posse, gets within aircraft flight range of an enemy, then the enemy will have a bad day. So what's the super obvious counter to our carrier strategy? How about a bunch of relatively cheap missiles with a longer range than the carrier's aircraft? And surprise, what are the Chinese doing? They're building a bunch of hypersonic and ballistic anti-ship missiles to pummel our flat tops long before the F-35s and the F-18s can reach the Chinese mainland. And we know this because the Chinese are telling us they intend to do it with the intent of neutering our combat power and breaking our will to fight by causing thousands of casualties in one shot. The vulnerability of our carriers is not really a big surprise. The Navy's been warned about it for years. There are a number of ideas out there to address the issue, but the Navy resists. One good one is to replace the limited numbers of, again, super expensive short-range manned aircraft with a bunch of more long-range drones. But that would mean the naval aviation community would have to admit that the Top Gun era is past, and that's too hard. So they buy a bunch of pricey, shiny man fighters that can't get the job done. Another mistake is over-prioritizing quality over quantity, which is the same mistake the Nazis made with their tanks. The Wehrmacht had the greatest tanks in the world. They were all top-notch, really good tanks. Tank to tank, they were the best. The dreaded Tiger had an 11.5-to-1 kill ratio. The Americans and Russians had merely decent tanks, but we had a lot of decent tanks. Quantity was a quality all of its own. Right now, America has about 280 ships. We'll have about 326 by 2023. That's to cover the entire world. We had 6,768 ships when World War II ended in August of 1945. Now, it would be nice if the Navy would emphasize seamanship and basic skills again so that it could keep its super expensive ships from running into other vessels. The USS Fitzgerald collision not only killed some of our precious sailors, but took out a key weapons platform. 1/280th of our entire fleet because its officers failed again and again and because key systems on the ship were out of commission. And, you know, while you're sitting around going, oh, hey, Bill, mistakes happen, this is inexcusable. But it is being excused. The focus of our military shifted from victory to satisfying politicians. And here's a troubling thought for you. If you go to one of the service branches' war colleges and poll the faculty and students about America's greatest strategic threat, as many as 50% of the respondents will tell you it's climate change. And I'm not exaggerating here. Our military is supposed to be dealing with the Chinese military, and its brain trust is obsessing about the weather in 100 years. The Chinese are going to continue to dump exponentially more carbon than America into the air and prepare to take us down while we focus on this kind of frivolous nonsense. The Chinese pillage our tech here in America, while our intelligence community's incompetence led to our spy networks in China being rolled up. Did you know that? Probably not. These are one-day stories because the elite in D.C. and the media are busy trying to push the guy who won the last election out of office. But here's how they win. Here's how the Chinese win. First, they take out our satellites. You know, the GPS location service on your phone. Satellites, which are easy to hit, you know. So say bye-bye to much of the ability of our precision weapons to find their targets. Also up for destruction are the communication satellites we rely on to coordinate our operations. And then there's the Chinese cyber attack, not only on our military systems, but on systems here at home that control civilian power and water and other logistics. A U.S. military with no comms and no computers is essentially the post office with much worse service. And America with a ruined internet is Somalia. Then they hit our land bases on Guam, Okinawa, and elsewhere with a blizzard of missiles knocking them out and annihilating our aircraft on the ground. We could possibly respond with B-50 or B-2s flying from the continental United States. We have 19 whole combat-capable aircraft, assuming a 100% operational readiness rate, which is just not a thing. We might even take out a few missile batteries on the Chinese coast. We won't know the difference, though. And as for our carriers, if they've come to play, they're likely going to get sunk. And if they stay out of the fight, they're merely useless. And none of this is a surprise. We play war games against the Chinese all the time, and we lose. And I'm not trying to pick on the Navy here. I'm not trying to pick on the Navy here, but this is what political correctness has wrought. Instead of us getting ready to fight somebody who is prepared and has designed their whole combat strategy around taking us down, instead of fighting that, we're worried about the climate change. We're worried about Top Gun. We're worried about a lot of things. And we don't have that luxury of that militarily. We don't. We never really had it. And in the systems in which, in the type of warfare that we would have to get involved in today, we're not ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, I opened up with training, and I'm going to close with training. Opened up with a lack of training, and I'm going to close with the idea that this is something that we should all be looking at as defenders. When I'm in front of a target, like when I'm shooting a YouTube video or something, you can't really see it because I can't shoot the entire three-hour encounter. I just can't do it. One, because it's too boring. And two, because it's too boring. So typically what I do is I wait till somebody's ready to go on the line, and then we get them up there and get them framed up, and then we hit the record button. When I'm addressing the target, when I'm getting up there and it's my turn and I've got the weapon in hand and I'm getting ready to go, in my mind's eye, I am seeing an opponent. I'm seeing a self-defense situation. And I shoot accordingly. I try to shoot as fast as I can and hit on every one of those shots. And yes, I do know that I own every one of those shots that's coming. And the one thing that I tell myself is that right now I have made the decision that I am free and clear to engage. And my thought is this: if I deanimate him as fast as I can, he is not going to shoot me. I have never been shot. I hope to pass away without ever having been shot. So I'm sending a wall of lead that way. I'm sending four or five, six shots his way. And typically what's going to happen is whoever's the first that gets their gun out on point and gets that first hit, center mass, a first good deanimating hit, they're going to be the winner in the gunfight. Now, the vast majority of you are very responsible citizens. That means most of you work for a living, you care for your families, you care for your home, and you take an active part in some phase where you live. And one of the big things you can't replace is time. And you have to spend it wisely. So you have to budget time for your defensive shooting practice. But it's critical to practice in a way that you're going to probably engage. That's the kind of practice that meets your needs. Now, I like nothing better I like nothing better. And I mean, this past weekend, I took four ARs out. Four ARs. Two of them with binary triggers. I was sending a lot of ammo downrange, and I enjoyed every pull of the trigger. You can rest assured. Every pull. And, hey, I train for that. I carry one of those around with me when I go in my little kit. I don't typically run around in full tactical kit, but I do sometimes. And even while I'm doing this, the thing that occurs to me is that I am not likely to face this kind of a threat. Doesn't mean I'm not going to train in it, but I do. You know, I'm not going to assault. I'm not going on a full-on assault against a barricaded antagonist. I don't have to clear buildings. It's far more likely that I'm going to have somebody come up and try to mug me or rob me or, you know, or in a place of business, you know, carjacking or road rage incident, home invasion. These are realistic threats that happen every day. And for me, this is where we should be practicing to deal with our practice time. So there's two things I think that I'm going to start working on, and I think we all need to start working on. The first thing is a speedy pistol presentation and the first shot hit. Now, this will have several benefits to it if you can master this. First things first, the vast majority of crooks are actually cowards. So even though they tend to run in groups like a pack of wolves, a quick draw and a fight-stopping hit on an attacker may mean that this is the only shot you'll have to fire because his pals are going to be beating feet to get away. It might. Now, once you've perfected that first decent level of proficiency, it's best to incorporate movement to one side or the other and the use of cover. Which, by the way, any of you that go to the tactical response, let me make this recommendation. Go to the tactical response fighting pistol class, fighting pistol 1, and you will learn all of these things. This is the thing that they teach over and over again. I can't tell you how many times I drew the pistol, how many times I stepped to my right on that first day. And the second day, it was ingrained in me, and it is still ingrained in me today. Getting off the X, they call it. So you're looking to incorporate movement on one side or the other, in addition to getting the fast, speedy presentation and the first shot hit. That's the sequence of events you want. You want to get off the X. You want to get that weapon out there. Get the sight on the target. Shoot the target. Not standing there. Don't stand there and don't stand there and admire your shot and say, "Damn, you know, I probably look pretty good there. You know, that's pretty fast, pretty quick on the draw, quick draw, McFrady." Don't do that. No, don't do that. After that first shot, continue to shoot until the threat is neutralized. Once the gunfight is done, cease shooting. That was another thing. That was the other thing that the tactical response cadre was really good at. Because if we were just standing there looking at our target, they would jump all over us. They'd get up there, "Don't look at me. Don't look at that. Get back in that fight because you obviously aren't done shooting." So when we figured, the ones of us that figured this part out, we would get out there, engage our target, shoot it 6 times, and put our guns in the holster and stand there and say, "Yep, finished." And others would not. And that just kept on going and going. But this is the benefit of training. This is the benefit of training because you get to be with people that failed. You get to be with people that know how to correct your failure. You get to be with people that can walk around you and make little micro adjustments to what you're doing. Now, item number 2 is very important that most people don't ever think about. If you're in your car, if you're seated in a restaurant, you're going to have to be able to make a speedy presentation from a seated position. If you have to stand up to pull your weapon, you are now wasting time. So you have to figure out, and this is where you'll figure out where to carry your gun, by the way. I see a lot of people that get out there, and I know appendix carry for a upright carry method is the fastest way to draw. Without a doubt, that is the fastest way to draw. And if you have a 28-inch to 32-inch waist, you probably can draw from a seated position that way. Although, thinking of sitting down with a Glock 19 M&P Compact CP9 size pistol in front of me bothers me. That's not going to be very comfortable at all. And this is, you know, this is where you learn the fallacy of how you carry your pistol. So everybody that carries, and here's the thing, unless you're carrying strong side, say 3 o'clock, any other way you do it, you're going to sweep your muzzle across your thighs when you pull out, even if you're in a shoulder holster. So learning how to shoot when you're seated is learning how to get that weapon out and not having to stand out is very important. It can be inside the waistband or outside the waistband, but you're going to have to go strong side, I'm afraid. So discover which way is the best way to carry your gun and roll with that. And don't, when you're doing your draw stroke, don't sweep your weapon across your legs. You can die pretty quick from shooting yourself in the femoral artery. Pretty rough. So, just my advice, by the way. Just my advice. I carry at the 3 o'clock position for this reason and this reason only. Because the only thing I'm sweeping when I make my draw stroke is the guy I'm facing. Coming up next is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Dawn Hillier. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.